over Frishin, some say that's quinces, over Ozardin, that's unripe crab apples. You're allowed to squeeze out these pears on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to squeeze out pomegranates on Shabbos. Fishel base Menashe, Bria Benachim, Ho Yusechtim Brimainim. You know, in the house of Menashe, Bria Benachim, they used to be Seichet, they used to squeeze out pomegranates for the Jews. So Rashi says, Bifkoyim prunes. Plums. Leitzi me meyam lishtes. They squeezed it out to get the juice, to drink the juice. Over Prishim, Rashi says, Kevidunas. Over Yazurdin, Kurnish, Slavu Chayim Bohochi. Is these Paris are not oimed to be squeezed out for juice. V'yein kam yishum dash. Therefore, it's not called dash. It's not oimed. The juice is not called the real juice. It's not called like inside the juice, inside the peri there was juice. It's ein kam yishum dash. There's no issur d'oraisa. And mashma, you even allowed to do it mechila. Av leibri meinim, but pomegranates, that you're not allowed to squeeze out. Why? Tiyuchai b'hochi. Because that's an urche. It's a steger to squeeze out pomegranates to get the juice. So that's an issur of dash to do it on Shabbos. And there's no stira. Saying there, they used to squeeze out the pomegranates in the middle of the weekday. Some people squeeze out pomegranates. Also. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's also it's called the Maisa Dash. Since some people do squeeze out the juice, it's also to do it on Shabbos. So now we're saying, this goes according to Rabbonin. Yes, a fracky Gemara, who mimai the Rabbonin he. What's the raya? This goes according to the Rabbanan. If you want to bring a raya, it's mutter to squeeze out sharp peris. Who said this goes according to the Rabbanan? Duma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe this only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? So there's no raya to what we're talking about. For the Gemara by Shtakura. For Tevinami Rabbi Yehuda. Like the Monashach, this raya is schwer. Even if you want to say it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Of until now, aim of the Shamat led Rabbi Yehuda, Yotzu Meyatzman. When did Rabbi Yehuda say you're allowed to drink the juice in the Mishnah only if the pear, the juice came out by itself? That was his halacha. So if you bought pears and you bought them for achila, so now if on Shabbos the juice comes out by itself, it got the juice came out by itself, it got squashed by itself, you're allowed to drink the juice. Of the seichta mechatchila mishamatle, did Rabbi Yehuda ever say the pears you're allowed to squeeze the pears by itself? So as tamaz eichved zbraisa, elamai yislach lemeima, elamai. What do we have to say? Since these pears, these plums, and these quinces, and these crab apples, the flour is not a derech to squeeze it out. It's not oimed to squeeze out in the middle of the week for the juice. Is afil lechatchila. It's a new svar to say the flour does no wisaschita on these pears. Since it's not a derech to squeeze it out in the weekday, even on Shabbat it's mutter mechila to do it. Abazoya, that's the new svar now. Afilu temer rabbonin. I'm saying this new svara, there's no raya the rabbanon, and there's no svara why the rabbanon should bring zechon yabuda. So it's most stavra the same that this raya even goes according to the rabbanon. Now, what's the svara? Kivin lav v'nei chitin inim. Since nobody squeezes out crab apples or plums, is afilu chila. Even mechila, you're allowed to go and squeeze them out on Shabbos. Is shmaminim rabbanon nishmaminim. By shmaminim the rabbanon amoyu to the svara that peiros that are not oimed in the middle of the weekday to squeeze them out. That's the third darga. That's less than two sim remaining. Like we have three dargas of Paris now. Zaysim the anovim, that's an issue deraisa, that's oimed to be sochat. That everybody, the rove pomim, you squeeze out the grapes and the olives. You have a middle class of two sim remaining. Some people do, some people don't. And that was the more of how to bring a raya. As you see, the show base Menashe, Bre Menachem, they used to squeeze out remaining in the middle of the week. So it's called the derech, therefore Yechayiv on Shabbos. Bashenk in the third category is like quinces or like plums or like crab apples that nobody in the cloud squeezes them out. Obviously, it's even mutter mechila on Shabbos to squeeze it out. Yeah. So tomorrow, shel des menashio bar menachim hoyusechtim b'rimayin. That was the Gemara before that since they used to squeeze out on the weekdays pomegranates, it's a raya, it's a derech to be seichet. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's also. Omer Rav Nachman halacha kishel des menashio bar menachim. We pass an halacha like this halacha, like Beis Menashe of Rebbe Nachman. The water is also to squeeze out pomegranates on Shabbos. Omalei Rova, Rav Nachman, Frek Rova, Akasha to Rav Nachman. Menashe ben Menachem. Tanahu, like you see a Tanis, he's saying any din here. Look, he's not saying any din. It's just a Metzias, the Gemara is saying over that in his house, they used to squeeze out the pomegranates in the middle of the weekday. What are you saying halacha Rebbe Nachman for? So Rashi, Menashe Tanahu, who? Bitzmiya. The Gemara just brought it down for a raya that according to him is good why we should hold this osa. But it doesn't say that Rabbi Nashi like is saying halacha, it's osa to squeeze it out on Shabbos. It just said that in their house they used to squeeze out pomegranates in the middle of the week. That's what Rabbi Nachman meant to paskin. He meant to say we paskin like the Tana that brings a raya from this maisa. That since they squeeze down in the middle of the week, it's a raya reminding them as a derek to squeeze out. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's awesome. Shrashi b'chitay modi yom halacha kishol beis menashe rabbi koma halacha kai tana the osa b'remoinim we pass by the man the yomer that's also squeeze out b'remoinim hoyol b'koyim menashe kavosei since menashe holds like him the seichtim b'remoinim b'choyol almo b'nei schita ninu we see what they're called b'nei schita ninu Shrashi gemara kasha Umishum de Sova Kimanashe ben Menachim, Halocha Kimoisai, Fred Gemara, Menashe ben Menachim had Ruba the Alma. So what if in his house they used to squeeze out pomegranates? Who said though it's Ruba the Alma? Who says rope people do like that? Trash have Ruba the Alma, the Mishum Iyu Lechudei, Nishavi Derech Imon Mesrita. Like Lechuri, Shastical Boss for rope people in the world? See what rope people in the world do. Just because you found one person that in his house they squeeze out remind him. What's the right? It's called the Daryl to squeeze out remind him that you want to ask what's for everybody. Like heavy Ruba the Alma. And the Gemara in, yes, it's a raya. Ditanan. Ha makayim koitsim be kerim. If somebody keeps koitsim, that's like thorns in a kerim. Is Reb Lezer why mekiddish? Lezer holds mekaddish rashi as a tua. Mishum klayim des riyahu. It's called zroyim. It's even koitsim, like thorns, is called. It's called klayim, and it's an iser. It makes a klay as roim. The chachamim oimrim einoy mekadish el dover shekumoho mekayomim. A stem plant, if it has thorns on it, we say since you don't want to keep it there, so it's not called zroim. That one aser. It's not called even though you have vines growing there. Now that you have some other zroim growing there, it doesn't make klayim. But since it only has thorns, the mouth thorns you're not makpid to keep there. You'll throw them out. The Chum says it's only in the Kaddish shekumo mekayomim. That means you're growing, let's say, some good vegetables. There are the vegetables that grow some thorns also, but since you want to keep the vegetables there, that's called zroim. That's awesome. But stam thorns, since you don't want it to grow there, so it doesn't make klai as zroim. So that's the machlokes where Beleza and the Chachamim, if stam things that grow with thorns, is it also in the kerem? The Yomer Rabbi Chanina, my time with the Rabbi Eliezer, what did Rabbi Eliezer say it's usher to leave the thorns growing in the kerem, in the vines, yards? Shekein ba'arvio, because in Arabia, mekayomim koitzei sodis lugmalayim. There the people keep in their fields the thorns to grow. Why? Because they want the camels to eat it. So Chura, you see, since in one place people do like that, it's called a derech all over, and therefore it's usher mishum klayim. That's a Raya Tawa case also, even though there's only one person by Shalbeis Menashe that used to squeeze the Remainim, that's a Raya to be Kaveyat Aloha all over, you can't squeeze Remainim on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Midi Iri, what's the Raya? Is there any Sushta one to the other? The Arv, Yatal Yasra, that's the whole place. So a whole place, like a whole city, that could be Kaveyat Aloha. There are a lot of people there. Abahocha Botla Daita Yetzikolodim, here it's only one person. One person, I'll tell you, Zicha Botla Daita Yetzikolodim. One person is no riot to bring a riot from. Zadrashi, here's Zadrashi. Nekadesh Esatfua Mishum Klayim Dezriyahi. It's called Dezri, it's called growing. Therefore, it asks even the vines, even the grapes, Mishum Dezikolayim. Vyom Rabbechnina, Alma Mishum Chad Mokim Yachshavinu Mishavinu Ludova Choshev. This is the riot. Since in one place they kept the thorns growing for the camels, it's a riot all over the world. It's called Israel. So the Gemara is not Sushtal here. It's Asruhu V'chashivas the Rabin Hevi Chashivusa. Say, since there are a lot of people doing it, that's called a Choshev thing. Abahocha Chad Gabru Chadayahu. Neima Botla Daita. It's only one person that squeezed out the pomegranate. So maybe here it's Botla Daita. So this can't be the raya. This is not a raya that one person can be kaveyat halacha. So the Gemara
zok the Gemara, Ela haynu taima. Ela my what's pshat in Rav Nachman that he passed in halacha like the base Menashe that pomegranates are also. He has to hold like Rav Chisda. The Yom Rav Chisda. Tardin, that's a beet. She sochton v'nos non b'mikvah. You take beet juice, as you squeezed out the beet, you got juice, you put this beet juice into the mikvah. Is dalocho poislin es ha-mikvah. It passes the mikvah, v'shinumara. Since even though you had a kosher mikvah, you had memso mayim ksherim, but now that you put this beet juice in the mikvah, since it changed the color, the mikvah b'shinumara, the mikvah becomes possible. And the havamina is now that a mikvah only becomes possible with shinumara if it has a shem mashka. If it's sitted mashka, came into the mikvah, that the mashka is mishana, the mara of the mikvah becomes possible. So the kasha is, I v'ho lav b'nei schitin hinu, hey, stam tradin, stam beet, is not a derech to squeeze it out. So why do we say the juice that comes out is called a mashka, is called a liquid, is called like mayim, that now when this water goes into the mikvah, it gets passed on the mikvah with the shinumara, what's the hezber? Ay, it's not a derech schita. Ela may isloch lameima. What do we have to say according to Rav Chisda? Kivon, the svar is, kivon the yachshevinu. Since now that you squeezed out this beets, and you made juice out of it, to you, your machshev of this juice, kivon the yachshevinu, as you yourself are machshev it, like you want to use this juice, is heavy luhu mashke. It has a shame mashke on it, it's called a mayim like, and therefore when it goes into the mikvah, if it changes the color of the mikvah becomes posel. And I'll tell you, Hochinami, that's the same as for Rav Nachman also. Kivon the yachshevinu, now when you take these pomegranates and you squeeze out the juice on Shabbos, since you're squeezing it out, you're machshev, like you're showing that you want the juice, heavy luhu mashke. It has a shame mashke. And therefore it's chayiv akoponim midirabonim. So Rashi, Elohainu taima de Rav Nachman di yom alocha ein soichten. What's the hezbo? What does Rav Nachman pass to me for? That pomegranate should not let us squeeze out on Shabbos. The Teretz says he holds ki Rav Chisda. Rashi afagav de liyalma. Loi choshev, even though everybody else is not choshev, maybe most people don't squeeze out pomegranates. Or the kivon di achshev iyu. Since this person was machshevit, have the bidei mashke. He himself it has a din mashke now. V'ochim meforesh Rav Nachman the Braisa. This is the way Rav Nachman now is mas by the first Braisa, is why he passes that remind him is also to squeeze out. Liel. The first Braisa said, Soichten v'pagoyin u'v'frishin, you'll have to squeeze out these plums or the quinces. L'mate kapri. Why you'll have to squeeze out the juice? Hey, so this is a chiddush in Rashi. Rashi learns you're only allowed to squeeze out these peris if you're doing it for the purpose lamate kapri, that means to make the pri itself sweet. You're not squeezing it out to get plum juice. You don't want the quince juice. Now you want the plums itself to be better. Now there's too much juice inside it. That's called lamate kapri. You're squeezing out the peri in order to make the pri taste good. That's mutter. V'loy l'tzarech hamashke. But you taka do not want to drink the plum juice. That's pshat the first braisa. That's what we say, you let us squeeze out the juice of pagoyim and prishin and vilzardin. Rashi learns it's only with the svara of lamati, like we'll see later svaras like this. You're not doing it for the purpose of drinking the juice, you're only doing it for the purpose of making the pri itself taste good. So therefore the juice that comes out of it does not have a shame juice, it's not called the mashka, therefore there's no issue of mefarik. Avoloi b'rimoinim, but the braisa says you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice of pomegranates. V'yafilu lamaskon, even if your kavanah is not to drink the juice, your kavanah is just to make the pri sweet, to eat it better this way, still it's mutter. Aye, why is it mutter? L'chura, that's not called mefarik. You don't want to drink the juice. The teretiv is shalbeis menashe hayusoichten v'chil. L'tzorech mashke. Hey, since there are some people that do squeeze out the juice of pomegranates to drink it, hilkach b'shavis osam. I'll tell you, on Shabbos, it's also to squeeze out the juice. Afilu lamatik, even if your kavona now is just to make the peri sweet. Hoyo v'ikur chad, since there is one person at least, the yovel l'shem mashke. Hey, since there is one person that normal, in the middle of the weekday, squeezes out the pomegranates for the juice. Yeah, so that's why we yasa. V'loy mishum de menashe ruba di almon. You don't have to come out to the svar anymore that menashe is the ruba di almon from the gold boss to him. Elo the svar is chashinim v'choshes. Isharis le lamatik if you're squeezing out the juice. Amanat to make the pre taste good, which really that should be mutter, even midrabonin, but any peri, of the still Osila Mevilish Shemashka, who are afraid maybe you'll change your mind and sometimes you'll squeeze the pomegranates for the juice. And what will be then? That's of his disfar now. Since when you squeeze out the juice of the pomegranates for the juice, your machshav, you're showing us you want to use the juice. Have a mashke, has a shame mashke. O mechayiv, nesach chesh taki yubichayiv, mishum schita. Avu bif goyim, mashenkin, by the plums. Lekalam. Yegin Rashi. Yishara selamatik, oslam evelin shumashke. Vichivon diyo mechashiv lei, heavy mashke. Hey, since now when you're squeezing out the juice, if your kavona is to drink the juice of the pomegranates, you're machshav the juice now, therefore yechayiv umechayiv, and yechayiv mishum schita. Avu bepegoyim, what does the Mishnah Brisa say, you're allowed to squeeze out plums? Is lekel amechish. And the Brisa is talking about the whole Brisa, you're squeezing out these fruits, only lamatik, lent Rashi, just to make the pre itself taste sweet. You don't want it for kavona to drink the juice, your only kavona is to make the pear sweet. Still it's mutter. Why? The ain odim oisoy salamashka. He's by plums and by quinces and by crab apples, since nobody, we don't know anybody that does it for the purpose of the juice. So therefore, if you do it for the purpose of lamate capri, to make the pre itself taste sweet, you just don't want the juice inside the pre, it's mutter. And the rabbanon don't make any xeris. By shanking, by reminding, by pomegranates. Even though your kavana now is just lamatic, to make the pomegranate taste sweet. That's why you're squeezing out the juice. Still, with the rabbanon, it's also to make the schita. Why? Because we're afraid maybe you'll change your mind and you'll do it l'shem mashka. You'll do it for the purpose of enjoying the drink. And since there is somebody that does it, that's why we're chashish. So this is the kitzur Rashi's pshat. The Rashi learns that any fruit there is, even though it's not a derech to squeeze out the juice, if you decide now to squeeze out the pear before its juice, most you take an apple, a crab apple even, or plum, and on Shabbos you decide to squeeze it out for its juice, according to Rashi, it's also. That's the teretz of Reb Chisdon. Anytime you squeeze out the juice, your machshiv, the juice to you, is choshiv, and that's called mefarik. Where does the Brisa say it's mutter? Only by plums and by quinces and by yozardin, where you're squeezing it out now, not for the kavana to drink the juice. You don't want the juice right now. You only want to squeeze out these peris to make the pre itself taste good. That's called the mate kaperi. So therefore, that's mutter, because then the mashka that comes out, since most people don't squeeze it out, it doesn't have a shem mashka on the juice that comes out. Therefore, there's no issur mefarik. Like we were saying before, the issur mefarik of this issur schita, and really we'll see later Gemara in the next Omid, that says, midiraisa, the only time you chayif and schita is if you squeeze out olives or grapes. Why dafke zeisim v'yanovim? As we said before, the yisoid of the malachas dash, which this mefarik is a told of dash, is when you have the wheat in its sheft. You have a raw piece of wheat in the sheft. And now dash means you go to knock on the wheat to separate the seeds, the kernels, from the sheft. So we look at it, before you separate it, it's not called an oichel yet, it's not edible yet, like. Now when you separate, you're taking out the kernels, now it's considered you're making an oichel. So dash means you're taking out an oichel from something else, like you're making one thing from another thing. That's the melechas dash. Suadin by mefarik now, when you have this zayis v'yanovim, a grape is called an oichel. When you squeeze out the grapes for the juice, the mashka, since most people drink like grape juice or wine, and they drink the oil, so that's called a mashka. So it's considered now, you made a mashka from an eichel. You took out mashka from an eichel, that's mefarik. You're separating one thing from another thing. That's doima, the taking out the kernels of the wheat from the sheft. Mashenken bastam peris, that are not oimit for the mashka. So stam, an apple, is called an apple. The juice that comes out of an apple, rogue people don't drink the juice. So what's the pshat that the juice comes out? It's not considered a mashke, something new. It's considered part of the apple. It's like you cut the apple in half, you have two parts of the apple now. You have the apple and you have the juice that came out of the apple. Therefore, midiraisa, there's no issur schita on sha peris. Because sha peris, the juice that comes out of the fruit, is not choshev enough to give it a shem mashke. It's not called something separate. The yikah, the pri, is the fruit. Now, isom, juice came out now, that's only considered part of the fruit. So Rashi learns, even though Rashi learns midrabbanan though, any time you squeeze out the fruit, with you have kavana to drink the juice, you're squeezing out apples, amnas to make apple juice. So Rashi learns it's awesome, mishum schita. Why? Because since you're machshav, since you have das to drink this juice, you're being mashkir, but as mashkir, so mele it's called you're curating a mashkir from a neichum. That's called mefarik. That's called told of dash. You're separating a mashkir from a neichum. Mashenken, if you squeeze out the peris, not for the kavana to drink the juice. You're just squeezing out the peris for kavana to make the pre itself taste sweet. Like there's too much juice now in this plum. There's too much juice in the crab apple. So you're squeezing out the juice to make the peri taste better. So then we say, don't have any... Yeah, Zadrashi Vayta Bishinumara, Loi Bishloi Shalugim. We're not talking about the pasta in the mikvah with Shloi Shalugim Shuvim. Loi Huskaru Shloi Shalugim Ela B'mayim Shuvim. That that we need Shloi Shalugim, that's only a locha by Mayim Shuvim. Avul Sham Mashkin Loi Pasla Yelimkem Nishtane Mara HaMikveh Ayidein. Other Mashka only passes the mikvah if the mikvah changes colors because of it. Vaitas at the Mara Popiroma Mishum Deheve Dove Shein Oise Mimenu Mikvah Lachatchila. The reason why this bichus passes the mikvah is not the pshat that it has a Shein Mashka. As a popol, even if it's not called the Mashka, it could also passel the mikvah. Why? Because anything that Matchila you can't make a mikvah from, like you can't make a mikvah from bichus. So now, if it comes into the mikveh and changes the mara, it passes the mikveh. So the mara of a chol dover shein oisin mimenu mikveh lechatchilam poiseles a mikveh b'shinu mara. And so b'chal there's no raya from Reb Chisda. So drasher popiro matayim of the targin lav mishum cheshivusei the yachshivinuhu. You have no raya here if you're machshiv the juice. It's called the mashkin. Well, the yoylam I'll tell you lav mashkin inu. It's not considered juice. I will hold the muscle. Why is it possible? Mishum mechodove shein oisim emenu mikvah shein amayim. Oishela goiborid poiseles a mikvah b'shinu mara. Anything that you can't make a mikvah from, anything that's not like water or ice or snow, you can't make a mikvah from it. So if it comes into a kosher mikvah and it changes the color of the mikvah also becomes possible. So the Gemara Tanan Hosom, we learned the Mishnah Mikvois, no for the toicho yayin. If into a kosher mikvah there fell wine or vinegar, or moichel means the juice that comes out of the olives, v'shino marav posel, and it changes the color of the mikvah, yishno dalach riz, the mikvah becomes posel. So the Gemara man tana, who's this tana, the moichel mashkehu, that the juice that comes out of the olive is also considered a mashke. Is the havamina now is the same havamina we had before, that you can only pass the mikvah with the shinomara if it's mashka. That's the avashay mashka. Then it goes in and changes the color. It's possible. But if it's not called a mashka and it goes into the mikvah, it doesn't pass the mikvah. So for the Gemara, who's this tana of the holes that the juice that comes out of the olive has a shay mashka on it? Omer Abaye Reb Yaakov. It goes according to Reb Yaakov. The tanya will learn. Reb Yaakov Oimer. Moichel is this juice that comes out of the olives. Hareyu kamashka. Really, it's called a mashka. It's called like water. Oy bazoy, it should be mekabel tuma. Oy bazoy umay tam omru moichel hayoytze betchila tor. Why is the loch of that the olive juice, the first juice that comes out, it's tor, it's not mekabel tuma? What's the reason? The fi sheiner roitze bekiyumay. It's a new svara because somebody not roitze bekiyumay. You don't want it to exist, like you throw it away right away. So this mashke is not choshev, but really it's called mashke. We have Shimon Aymanot. Moichel ainu kemashka. I tell you, the juice that comes out of the olives is not considered like a mashke. Omat says, therefore, it's very good. Why stop makabel tuma? It's after Shimon. Obizayu matam omru moichel yoytzim ikol beis habam. Why is the halacha that the juice that comes out of the olives from the olive press is not the oil itself, but your juice is tummy? I, why is it tummy according to Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon holds the juice that comes out of the olive is not considered a mashke. Eteret says the fi sheyev shaloi beloy tichsuche shemen. Because the juice that comes out the shasta press when you're making the olives, there has to be some oil inside the juice. Therefore, machmash the shemen is mekabel tuma. Because shemen is called a mashkin. For the Gemara Kopon and my benayah, what's the nachmini between Reb Akiva and Reb Shimon? According to both of them, the beginning of the moichel is not mekabel tuma. The end of the moichel is yeh mekabel tuma. So what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the weird machlekes? And the Gemara Ikiv benayah, they all say boser itzitzah. Now, if Gemina is the juice that comes out after, and like Rashi says, after it started to get heated up, and it was Dachku, Zezen, started to press them, and it's about to start giving off the olive, at that point, hey, that juice that comes out then is not Holich Liyibut, like you want that juice, but still there's no Shemen involved,
So according to Rabbi Yaakov, it is makabel tuma, because it's called mashka. It's not hurlich libud. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Shimon, since it's not called a mashka, you only metame because there's shemen. Here at this point, there's no shemen yet. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Nochso teir Rashi shall mikva yayin echay mitzvay moichel. For who can mean mayim? It's like water. The zav min azaisim. It comes out of the olives. The gimel minim yeshbo. There are three different types of moichel. Kishetoyin mitchilo v'moatan lischamin ulisbashu meleim moichel zav mehem. The juice comes out of it. V'utzolo kamayim. At the beginning, it's very clear water. Later, when the olives stay a few days, then they have pressure one upon the other. The juice against us coming out. That's a little bit getting close to be like oil. Then later, when they press it, it's even after you have the olive, the oil comes out, you press it again, some more juice comes out. So the more man time of the meichel mashku, the salka diet again same happen mina. The mikvah nifsel elai yedei mashke v'afilu b'shinu marum. It's only at the mashke the mikvah becomes possible. V'tchila tinosa shel zaysim. Mako beisabal yachash in yisrael shimoni alef neschitosi. That's after the schita. Is my benayel zatrashi, but my pligo heil v'tavayu moide du meichel yoytze v'tchila torah. The olives pressured one the other. Then that juice that comes out, you want nichu with it. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, it is mekabel tuma. But according to Rabbi Shimon, since there's no oil there, it's not mekabel tuma. By the Rav of Rama Zot Gemara named Mishrim David Dovish Shainoisin Emenu Mikvah who poisel as a mikvah b'shinu maru. Like we said before, Rav holds no. I'll tell you this goes according to everybody, even according to Reb Shimon, that holds that the juice that comes out of the olives does not have a shein mashke. It's not makabel tuma. Why does it pass the mikvah then if it changes the color of the mikvah? But there it is. The pasul mikvah doesn't have to have a shein mashke. Now anything that you can't make a mikvah from, anything that's not water and ice, if it comes into the mikveh and changes the color of the mikveh, it passes the mikveh. Doesn't have to have a dimashka, any shinomara passes the mikveh. So the more vital. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Soichet Odom Eshkoel Shalanovim L'toich HaKadeiru. A person on Shabbos, Poshis talking about Shabbos, even though some of our Shemar is talking about Yontif, that's the Rav Shita, but Kopon and Poshis Alokha is talking about Shabbos. That a person is allowed to squeeze out the grapes on Shabbos with a new heter, since you're doing it with teircha kederim, because you're squeezing out the grape juice into food. Kederim means a pot that has food inside, like onto the meat. You want to squeeze out the juice of the grapes into meat. That's mutter. But you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice into an empty kara, because then what's in the kara is empty. It's just the juice. So that's called you creating juice from the grapes. That's the yisa mefarik. That's the yisa shchita. So Drashi, l'toyach hakedera. Drashi shel tavshel. If there's food inside the pot, l'saknoi. You're putting this grape juice into it to make it taste good. To mucha milsa, we see your kavanah is the lav lamash kiboyla. You're not doing it for kavanah to drink the juice. Ela li oichel. You're doing it to make the food taste good. So Rashi, what's the heter? V'yemze derech prikosoi. That's not derech to mafarik. V'evi kemafrid oichel may oichel. It blives like you're separating food from food. Like we were mentioning before. The yisa mafarik tchit is only if you're creating, making something new like it wasn't here before. You're making a mashke, a juice, out of a grape, out of a fruit that wasn't here before. So if you squeeze out the grapes to drink the juice, or put it into an empty glass that you have juice, that's awesome. Mashenkim, because considered you made mashke from an oichel. But if you pour it, you squeeze it out straight into an oichel, we look as if it's oichel to oichel. Whereas the juice that's coming out, now since it's going into an oichel, it's going to end up in the oichel, it has a din oichel to it right now. It's considered right now like an oichel. Therefore, you're separating oichel from oichel, it's like you cut the grape in half. That is no issue mafarik. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizdo, Medivra Rabbeinu Nilmat, from Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel's din, we learn that Chaylavodim Eiz, He's on Shabbos, you're allowed milk, a goat. To get milk, l'kterev. If you put the milk straight into a food, it's mutter. And not allowed to milk it into an empty pitcher, an empty plate, because then you're making a mashke. But if you milk the milk, if you milk the goat, that the milk goes straight into gedera, straight into the food, that's mutter. Why? Alma kesava, we see Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul holds, mashke habol oichel, anytime you're putting the juice straight into an oichel, straight into the food, oichel hu. The juice itself does not have a shame mashke on it, no, the juice has a shame oichel on it, and male does no isum afarik. It's called you're separating food from food, that's mutter. Shrashi, avolo terakara. Right, Alma Rashi Midukom, Mestoichel Terakdeiru, Ksavra, Hachoye. See this svara. Good. So it's nageh for this heta, poshet we paskin like a Yehuda Mashmil, that it's mutter to squeeze out the juice, and even grapes, which is an issur d'oraisa, but if you squeeze it out to put the juice straight into an eichel, that's mutter. So poshet the machaber paskin like a Yehuda Mashmil, and that's lamaisa. No, the Rach Shita we'll see later is Mechulik, and he holds no. He holds the Mandyorman later with Yechin and Dingzach and Yehuda Mashmul, and he holds this also to squeeze out the juice, even if you have Kavonim, to put it onto Eichel. So the Mechabdi says, if you want to be Machmel, like the Rach Shita, it's Fable of Brochim. So the Chirma, that Chum is only, we were to shout to an Issi Dereisa. If you come to squeeze out grapes, will be an Issi Dereisa, maybe there is a start to be Machmel. Mashenkin on Shar Peris, that the squeezing it out is only midrabonim, the Khuri could be Samach Lahokil at this halacha, that if you squeeze out the juice into a food straight, like onto a fish, we'll soon see the practical answer is if you want to get lemon, put lemon into your tea on Shabbos. So Stamazo, you're now going to squeeze out the lemon on Shabbos, even though it's not a derech so much to squeeze out the lemon for juice, but the Mishnah Berurah says already, if Zman is there, people do make lemonade, they do squeeze out the lemon just for the juice. Therefore, it's also to squeeze out the lemon, to get lemon juice on Shabbos. But the Yetzer is, take a spoon full of sugar, take a teaspoon full of sugar, and squeeze out the lemon juice into the sugar. So it's called, you're squeezing out the juice into an Eichel. So now this lemon doesn't have a shame mashke, the juice, it's called an Eichel. And Eichel, Matech Eichel is mutter. So that says the Mishnah Berurah, says you can be Meichel and do this Lamaisa. And since squeezing out lemons anyway is only Yasum the Rabbonim, and here we are squeezing out into an oichel. It's called mashke habola oichel. It's koichel dummy. So there's no issue mafarik. That's a practical case. How to squeeze out the lemon. What if you want to squeeze out lemon juice onto fish? If you have fish and you want the lemon juice to make the fish taste good, it would also be mutter. Since you're squeezing it out, not to drink the juice, but you're squeezing it out to put it into an oichel, that's mutter. So the more weiter. Mosiv romi bachom. Frek romi bachom. Zav. If a zav, somebody that has tuma zav, if he goes to milk the goat, it is a chol of tummy. You should know the milk that comes out is tummy. And the half meaning is now, even if you're putting the milk into a neichel, means you're milking the cow, you're milking the goat, that the food goes straight into a tavshel, straight into food, still, it's makabel tuma. Now the kashri is viyam rit mashka boli oichlin. Oichelu, if you're going to tell me this milk, that's being milked into food, has a shame oichel on it, of the zoy b'mayis chasher. Why do we say when the zav milks it, it's makabel tumah? Why is the milk makabel tumah? Here the case is, a zav has tumas masa, even though it doesn't touch the food itself, abiyitz moves, because him is masa and hesed. It's here when he's milking the eis, he causes the milk to come out. So that's called the milk is being moved because of him. That's by tumas hesed. Senechlam, he's makabel, he's matamrit. But if you can tell me now the milk has a shame oichel on it, oichel is not makabel tum unless first it has a hechsher. First some water had to go on top of the oichel to be machsher the oichel makabel tum. So this milk, when it's coming fresh out of the goat, it will have no hechsher yet. So why do we say that the zav milks it? The milk becomes tummy. Where was the hechsher on the milk? Has bishleim if the milk is called a mashke, it's called juice. So the locher is by mashke, it doesn't have to have any hechsher. Mayim, that's good for the hechsher. If a zav touches mashke, it's makabel tumah. But oichel, that's the loch. Oichel is only makabel tumah. The person has a hechsher. First, some water has to go on top of the oichel. So if you're telling me now when you milk the goat, that the milk goes into food, oichel, mashke, bol oichel, has a din of an oichel, so it shouldn't be makabel tumah unless first it was a hechsher. Like, where was the hechsher on this milk? And if the Gemara, that's the gash ibiyar mit mashka bol yechlin. Oichel hu, per may is chasher. How did this milk get its hechsher? And the Gemara could have yechinan. Like Rabbi Yechinan said already, the tipa hamachleches al pi hadat. That when you squeeze the others to get the milk out, there the first tipa of milk that comes out stays on the dodim, stays on the others. And vice versa, that helps the rest of the milk comes out. So that milk, you do not have dash go into the oichel. That first drop of milk, it has a shame mashk on it, because you want it to stay on the others to be able to make it easy for the other milk to come out. So that's called the mashka. So now when the rest of the milk comes out, even though that's called an oichel, because it's going into food, but still it already touched this outside, this first tipa of milk that's on the outer part of the others. So since it touched that mashka is mashk for the kabotumma. So the marhochinam is the same thing here also. The tipa, this first drop, hamuchleches, that's dirty, al pihadad, that stays on the dodim, that stays there. And that mashke, that still retains the shame mashke on it. So that's machsher, the food now, the rest of the milk that comes out from the kabotum. So Trashi, hacholiftomi. Trashi shazav metame kol dov v'masa. That's the locha. Anything the zav touches, moves, is tomi. Reheset hakiluach. Here also, the flow of the milk is coming because of the zav. The kashr is now v'loy komaflik b'enotech hakadero b'enotech hakois. There's much there's no chilik whether you're milking now into a kader, into food, or into a kois. So the kashr is v'yam rit oichlu. If you can tell me now, mashke, that comes out to be part of an oichl, goes into an oichl. Shrashi, yo'ein oichl mekabatumar shloy v'hechshem. V'hai b'mayat kashr. This milk now, when it comes out of the others, since it's going into food, it has a dinoichel on it. How did it get its hechsher? The teretz is kidiyomer Rab Yechonon b'masech the krisus gabri isha shenotav cholav midodehom betipo hamachleches api adat tipo rishoyno, the first tipo that comes out melachleches bo api adat makes the opening of the odis smooth bedas you want it there the noichel cholav that makes it easy for the rest of the milk that comes out. He have a mashke kistan cholim. This first drop that comes out, since it's going to stay on the others, there you have das to let it stay to the there. So that's zikah called a mashke. The loyla oichel boila. You don't need the first drops to go into the oichel. So that first drops have a shame mashke on it. Therefore, that mashke is machsher the rest of the milk when it comes out. It's the rest of the milk when it comes out. I said to touch it this first tipa. So even though the rest of the milk, since it's going into food, has a shame oichel on it. But since it's touching this first tipa, this first drop of milk that's on the dodim, and that's a machshir, that's a mashke, that could be machshir the rest of them to makabel tumma. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding the kuf mem hei. Here again, just the last gemara and the last amid, the last line. Mosiv Ravina, fact Ravina another kasha. Tomei meis. Shesh sochat zaysim v'yanovim, a person that has tomei mace. That means a person that touched the mace. That he himself is navatumam. Now he goes ahead and he squeezes out shesochat zaysim v'yanovim. He's squeezing out olives and grapes.